This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Back to the jobs report for just a couple of minutes now. More than 20 million jobs vaporized last month, 14.7% on the rate, as I said. Those are the headlines. Scroll with me, though, if you would, to the bottom of the employment situation summary. That's the official name of the jobs report. Go to table B in today's report, and you will find a couple of lines to which we would like to draw your attention.
The diffusion index.
Economist John Mullins is with the Current Employment Statistics Program at the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
You know, it's not the first thing people look at, but it does present another picture of what's happening in employment.
Which is why we are here. Another picture, another way to think about all this stuff. The diffusion index measures how widely a given month's job gains or losses, it should be said, are spread across industries. A number above 50 means more industries added jobs than lost them. Below 50, more industries lost than gained, right? It's about the breadth of the job losses. The April preliminary number, 4.8. March was 28.5, 53.7 back in February.
I really almost don't have words to express how mind-bogglingly widespread this job loss is.
That's Martha Gimbel. She's the manager of economic research at Schmidt Futures. And I know you're wondering about the Great Recession and how today compares. The low back then was April 2009, 15.5. Remember, 50 is the break even. So the 4.8 this month
means that almost no industries were able to actually add jobs in this environment. And in fact, so few industries were able to add jobs that I can just list them.
No, go ahead, please.
General merchandise stores actually had very strong growth. And then it was just the federal government, couriers and messengers, computer and peripheral equipment, other information services, and monetary authority central bank. That's it.
That's it.
Even in the height of the Great Recession, you still had people making some purchases, and that was, you know, lifting up even those horrible job numbers. Right now, there really is just no place to hide.
That's the thing the diffusion index is telling us. The lost jobs aren't concentrated just in leisure and hospitality, because even if you've got a job you can do from home,
unfortunately, someone has to pay you to do that job. And if there's an overall economic contraction, those jobs that are quote unquote safe, because they are jobs where you can work remotely, may not actually be safe from an economics perspective.
Which I know is grim. I do wish we could tell you otherwise. If you've got a question or two or three about something in this month's jobs report, ask us about it. Place you can do that is marketplace.org.